emotion is something quite difficult to transform.
Gefühle zu verwandeln ist etwas Schwieriges.
Sometimes when we are caught by emotion, we plunge very deep into it. And it's difficult for us to get out.
Manchmal, wenn wir von einer Emotion gefangen sind, dann fallen wir sehr tief und es ist schwierig für uns wieder herauszukommen.
If we are lucky, a few hour later, we can find a balance. Sometimes we are not lucky, it can last for days.
Manchmal, wenn wir Glück haben, dann finden wir nach einigen Stunden unser Gleichgewicht wieder, aber manchmal dauert diese Emotion auch tagelang an.
What can be the practice that help us to balance ourselves?
Wie können wir üben, wie können wir praktizieren, um das Gleichgewicht wieder zu finden?
In my case, I find that if we can go back to ourselves, to practice going back to the island within, then it can be very helpful.
Ich habe die Erfahrung gemacht, wenn ich nach innen gehe und wenn ich die Insel in mir selbst erreiche, dann kann ich sehr hilfreich sein.
I will use the board. Ghi nhìn sang cái bàn. Lấy cái này đi trước. Excuse me that I stand in the front of the Buddha altar. Yeah. When I first came to Plum Village in 1992, they gave a Dharma talk especially for me. That day, he talked about Agatha, quay về nương tựa, returning to take refuge in the island of myself. Chánh niệm là buộc. Chánh niệm là buộc. The mindfulness is the Buddha. Chánh niệm là buộc. Soi sáng xa gần. Shining near and far. Hơi thở là pháp. The breath is about the Dharma protecting the body and mind. Năm quẩn là tăng phối hợp tinh cần. The five skanda is the sangha, coordinate in harmony diligently. Năm quẩn là tăng phối hợp tinh cần.
Để sao nữa?
The brother and sister perhaps can sing this song in Vietnamese. Quay về nương tựa hải đảo tự thân, chánh niệm là buồn, soi sáng xa gần. Hơi thở là pháp, bao hộ không tâm. Năm uẩn là tăng, phối hợp tinh cần.
Then the next song is the thở vào thở ra, breathing in and breathing out, ich atma ai, ich ma atma aus. And then after the Dharma talk, Thầy came out, and he said that I give this special talk only for you. Now, looking back, it has been almost 20 years now. This is my 20 years. And I see that it takes a long time to transform emotion.
Take a long time to that.
When emotion come, chắc kể nó khỏi đi chứ. When whenever emotion come, it's so difficult to embrace. It's so difficult to embrace. It seems like in our brain there are some chemicals or something. We are trapped in that energy and we cannot get out. At that time, even though we have mindfulness, but the mindfulness is very weak. And when we go come back to our breathing, even though we are aware of the breathing, but the emotion continue to overflow, to carry us away. I find that one of the things that's very important for us to learn to deal with our emotion is we have to learn to be very patient with ourselves and learn to accept ourselves the way we are without the tendency that I want you to transform now, right away. But we just have to be very patient with it because it will take it time for it to discharge.
Und ich habe verstanden, dass wir wirklich Geduld haben müssen mit uns selbst und dass es wichtig ist, uns zu akzeptieren, so wie wir jetzt gerade sind, dass wir nicht den Eindruck haben, wir müssen uns jetzt verwandeln.
Whenever we are trapped in emotion right away, we fall into one of the two extremes. Either we grasp onto it, try to justify our emotion, or try to deny it and to blame ourselves.
Wenn wir von einem Gefühl überrannt werden, dann tendieren wir dazu, irgendwie in das eine oder andere Extrem zu gehen. Entweder wir rechtfertigen uns für dieses Gefühl, oder wir versuchen es sofort loszuwerden.
The tendency to grasp into one hand and grasping into one hand or deny in another hand is our tendency for many, many years. And learning to go back and not to grasp into one hand or deny another hand, we are able to realize the practice of the middle way. This is a so important practice that and this is the principle that the Buddha found after his before he get enlightenment.
Das ist der Weg, den der Buddha entdeckt hat vor seiner Erleuchtung.
The principle of the middle way is very deep. It's very interesting that I also found out this principle in the Jewish tradition also.
Ich habe dieses Prinzip auch in der jüdischen Tradition entdeckt.
In the text called Asclepius, the teacher, Asclepius, by the King Solomon.
Yes.
In his search for the truth, in one of the lines, he said that the one who knows God is the one who hold on to one hand, but not letting go of the other hand. It's very interesting. It's exactly the principle of the middle way. Holding at one hand, but not letting go of the other. If we hold it at one hand and we let go of the other, we fall into one extreme. So, either we have the tendency to be carried away by our emotion, or we want to deny it.
treffen, also entweder an dem Gefühl fest oder wir versuchen es zu verneinen, es loszuwerden.
The practice is we go back and we learn to recognize our emotion and telling ourselves it's okay.
Wir lernen also das Gefühl wahrzunehmen und uns selbst zu sagen, dass es in Ordnung ist.
It's okay to feel that way.
Es ist in Ordnung, sich so zu fühlen.
It's okay. And we don't have to blame ourselves. We don't have to deny our emotion neither.
Wir müssen uns keine Vorwürfe machen und wir müssen das Gefühl auch nicht verleugnen.
In my practice, usually whenever I feel very bad, I go to my room and I practice lying down, following my breath, or in my sitting position, and learn to embrace it.
Wenn es mir schlecht geht, dann übe ich normalerweise so, dass ich auf mein Zimmer gehe und mich hinlege und zu meinem Atem zurückgehe.
During this process, I also discovered that the reason that I got bound to one particular emotion because my view is also limited.
Ich habe mit der Zeit festgestellt, dass ich auch deswegen bestimmte Gefühle habe, weil meine Wahrnehmung sehr beschränkt ist.
When we are caught in emotion, most of the time, we are caught in a particular view.
Wenn wir in einem Gefühl feststecken, dann stecken wir normalerweise auch in einer bestimmten Art von Wahrnehmung fest.
And we have the tendency to believe that that view is the truth.
Wir glauben, dass diese Wahrnehmung, diese Sicht die einzig wahre ist.
And so, if I'm able to look into a different possibility, different angle, then I have a chance to get out of that emotion quicker.
Mir gelingt, eine andere Perspektive einzunehmen, dann kann ich auch schneller aus diesem Gefühl wieder heraussteigen.
But it's very difficult to look for another view. Our mind keeps swirling into that particular view and hold on to it. And together with that view, we have a lot of imagination. We have a lot of speculation about a particular situation. If we can manage to go back our breathing and asking ourselves this question, am I sure of what I see, of what I heard, am I sure, is it true?
Und es kann sehr nützlich sein, uns selbst zu fragen, bin ich wirklich sicher? Ist es wirklich das die Wahrheit, das was ich sehe, was ich gehört habe, was ich mir vorstelle? Bin ich wirklich sicher?
And then we have another chance. Another practice that I like to do is to go and take a shower.
Das andere, was ich gerne mache, ist eine Dusche.
To take a shower helps me to relax and have a chance to be in touch with my body. And massaging my body while following my breathing, I hope to release the energy into my body. After taking the shower, I change into cold water. And then I go back to hot water. And then cold water. Then hot water. Several times like that. Then my mind is calm down. But then sometimes the emotion still like grasping onto my mind. Sometimes it's difficult for it to end its momentum. So there are other practices that you might want to do is to sit at the window and look out into the sunshine or take a small walk to replace the environment that you are in. To leave that environment so that you have a new perception. New perception can come to your mind.
So können auch andere Wahrnehmungen in deinen Geist kommen.
along with this practice, the practice of looking deeply is very important. Why I continue to observe my emotion, I continue to watch for myself to see where that emotion comes from. And why I'm walking, why I'm sitting, I'm keep looking to see who's manifesting out from myself. And I try to see the past experience that I have, to see what kind of conditioning that I have, respect to that response that I have to that version.
Versuche zu sehen, was sind vergangene Erfahrungen, die ich gemacht habe, welche Umstände haben dazu beigetragen, dass ich so reagiert habe.
And I also learned something very interesting, that there is this law of cause and effect.
Und, ich habe dabei auch entdeckt, dass es das Gesetz von Ursache und Wirkung gibt.
The suffering that I'm having now, the difficulty that I'm having now, is the suffering that I have caused someone else in the past.
Die Schwierigkeiten, die ich jetzt habe, sind begründet in Schwierigkeiten, die ich einer anderen Person in der Vergangenheit verursacht habe.
In the past, I have created the same kind of feeling, the same kind of emotion to someone else.
Und ich habe in der Vergangenheit die gleichen Gefühle, die gleichen Schwierigkeiten einer anderen Person verursacht.
And now I'm receiving the same kind of emotion and feeling from someone else. It seems like there is a kind of affinity, a kind of ripening in our action. And unless I can learn to accept the one who caused me difficult emotion, I cannot transform the past action that I have done in the past toward myself, toward the other person. I felt that this circle of samsara continue going on. Before that, I have the tendency to feel like my situation is how pity is my situation. I feel pity for myself. And I feel like, how come every time when things seem to be all right, then bad things happen like this? It seems like bad time all the way come during such a good time. And I feel pity for myself, I feel very sorry for myself. But then, by practicing, looking deeply into the past, then I slowly see that I have caused someone else the same kind of suffering that I'm caused, that someone else is causing me that suffering now.
Ich habe festgestellt, dass ich eben in der Vergangenheit jemand anders genau das gleiche Problem bereitet hat, wie jemand anders jetzt mir bereitet.
When I realized that, then the situation seemed to be easier, opened up more easier for me to accept. And I don't blame the situation anymore, feeling that it is unfair, it is an injustice, but I know it's the fruit that I have done, the thing that I have done, and now it's the fruit that I have to receive.
Ich hatte nicht mehr das Gefühl, dass die Situation ungerecht war, weil ich verstanden habe, dass es nur eine Frucht, eine Folge meiner früheren Handlungen war.
We all know that our consciousness has two parts. The lower part is our star consciousness. And the upper part is our mind consciousness. And the block of emotion is underneath our star consciousness. When we practice to allow this block of emotion to come up into our mind consciousness, we allow it to happen inside the meditation. And we allow it to take a shower, a path of mindfulness, before coming down. When we bring it up in the meditation, many flashbacks will come back. We just need to sit there and hold our emotion, to follow the breathing, and aware of the suffering. Breathing in, I'm aware of the block of suffering within me. Breathing out, I'm embrace it with all of my love and my care.
Wir brauchen bloß da sitzen und dieses Gefühl umarmen, bei unserem Atem bleiben und erlauben, dass es da ist, dass es da sein darf, dass ich mir dessen bewusst bin und dass ich es umarme und dass ich meine ganze Liebe umarme.
Slowly and slowly, when our emotion come down, then the experience of the past begin to reveal to us.
Stück für Stück wird sich die Erfahrung in der Vergangenheit uns auch zeigen.
We see clearly things that happened in the past.
Wir sehen ganz deutlich, was in der Vergangenheit geschehen ist.
One memory from the past to the next memory that happened.
Verschiedene Erinnerungen aus der Vergangenheit werden auftauchen.
When we are able to sit there and embrace it, just aware of it and embracing it, then there is a circulation in our consciousness.